Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za and at David Dondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast as always at fmr.co.za. Now, if you are a Luddite or just an ink pen lover, you probably shouldn't bother listening to a tech show like this. Or maybe you should. I have a Lamy Safari pen on test. Now, the Lamy Safari is a beloved fountain pen for those of you who are pen collectors. Now, I was recently at the South African Pen Show, and at the Lamy stand, with their famously beloved and reasonably priced fountain pen range, in a variety of modern and funky styles, which makes me ask the question, when is a fountain pen not a fountain pen? Well, I'll tell you. I came across the Lamy Safari Note Plus. It comes with two spare nibs in the box and your choice of four colors. And you refill it by USB-C port. You see, what I did there, it is a competitor to the Apple Pencil and a good one at that. As to use, it is thicker than the too small for my hand Apple Pencil, and this one has a cap that can be posted just like a real pen, saving that actual nib on the front when it falls, which is inevitable, unlike the Apple Pencil, which, like toast, will always land on the floor in the worst possible way. Ask me, I've replaced the expensive tips on my Apple Pencil before. And the Lamy comes with those extra two tips included in the box. As to use, in most ways, I prefer the Lamy to the Apple Pencil. The nib glides just that little bit better. Funny enough, it has more resistance without becoming sticky. And where the Apple Pencil requires taps for alternate functions, the Lamy has a two-function rocker switch to do exactly the same thing. It works natively on an iPad only, and it works exactly like the Apple Pencil. So you get a thicker, nicer-to-use pen. The same utility, though, and comes in a third cheaper, just under 2,000 Rand. It'll be available at all iStores, launching on the 1st of October. That's at 1999. Now, for the key differences, Lamy charges fully in 1 hour, similar to the Apple, but the Lamy battery seems to last that little bit longer, although the specs are similar. The Apple Pencil second generation charges magnetically and is stored magnetically at the side of your iPad, which can be positive and negative. The Lamy uses a universal USB-C cable to charge and stores in your pocket or bag. The Lamy has that cap for keeping it safe, of course. And comparing the Apple first-gen pencil to the Lamy, it is no contest. With the fiddly USB-C or lightning ports on the Apple and the lack of magnetic or any storage, the Lamy just wins hands down. The Lamy is also pressure sensitive, and Lamy offers a bunch of software, including a spectacular pen-based calendar app. Now, that was the Lamy Safari Note Plus. It's a digital writing pen and will be available from an Apple store near you from the beginning of next month. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. FM.